Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you've had a good Thursday. If not, I'll try my best to help you out for the next hour. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Where the hell you been? You ain't been hanging out here? Sucks for you. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you so much, people tuned in live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. I don't know what nook, I don't know what cranny of North America you're in, but thank you for taking some time to hang out. If you got SiriusXM, warn channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Like I said, one more hour left, and we got a lot to get into. Of course, as I do every weeknight, at the end of the show, I'm going to share with you quite a few things that took place this day in sports history. In about 20 minutes from now, we're going to have a conversation with RJ Ochoa from Blogging the Boys. Covers all things Dallas Cowboys. And of course, it's the Cowboys. They've had quite an eventful day. I'll explain. And we've had quite an eventful show. Thank you to former Michigan Wolverine, former NFL Pro Bowler, Leroy Horde, came through and joined us to talk NFL and Wolverines and Miami Dolphins. He's in Miami now, WQAM. Also, thank you so much. Last hour, Ryan Wood covers all things Packers for USA Today. Everybody expects for the Green Bay Packers to give Jordan Love a massive deal, making him the highest paid quarterback in the game. Look at what a great half of football will get you. That and beating the Dallas Cowboys. Not too shabby. Also, a fun show. Dylan Cease with his no-hitter for the San Diego Padres today, the second in their history. Dylan Cease beat Washington in D.C. The final score is 3-0 earlier this afternoon. Pitched all nine innings, of course. Struck out nine. Walked three guys. Went 114 pitches. And damn it, he had 94 of these pitches through seven innings. Dylan Cease, he says, he almost got pulled after the seventh inning, but he was happy that they let him go back out there. Listen to this.
He said, nice job, and I looked up, and it was like 94 pitches, and I just said, I feel great, and if we get through the next one in like 105, then I've thrown 113 this year, and so he, thankfully, they let me talk him into it, and then here we are.
Today, it was the 324th no-hitter in Major League Baseball history. You know what? Let's listen to a grown man be excited about another man throwing a ball. Listen to this.
Here's the 1-0. Abrams swings, lines it into right field. Johnson coming on. He's got it, and the ballgame is over. Dylan Cease says no hit. The Washington Nationals. On a rainy Thursday in D.C., the Padres will celebrate. They have mobbed Cease on the infield, and the Pods sweep the Nats with a 3-0 victory.
Yeah, that's courtesy of the Padres radio network. That was also the second no-hitter of the season, not from the Padres. Ronel Blanco had one back in early April, which means that we will probably have at minimum one more no-hitter before the season is done. I feel like every Major League Baseball season, you got to have 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 no-hitters now. Yeah, they're still real special, happening much more frequently than in the past. Congratulations to Dylan Cease. Not too bad. This man hasn't given up an earned run in 22 innings. That is three consecutive starts where he has not given up a run. Not too bad for a guy heading into his contract year. That's some good stuff. This is not good if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, and I'm certainly going to ask and talk to R.J. Ochoa about this in about 15 minutes. Jerry Jones gave us, I don't even want to call it the quote of the year, the century. You know what? I don't even want to hear it. Jerry Jones basically said, guys, I got to pay a lot of people. I got to pay Dak. I got to pay Micah. I got to pay CD. Or maybe I don't have to pay Dak. Jerry Jones just said it's complicated. But what he did say is that everybody in the team is just all in. Unfortunately, saying all in is something that Jerry Jones has said for like the past 3 and 4 years during every single preseason. Let's listen to a compilation of Jerry Jones' favorite thing to say as the Dallas Cowboys hit the toilet. This is courtesy of CBS.
We'll be all in. I would anticipate we'll be all in at the end of this year. We'll be going all in. We'll be going all in on different people than you've done in the past.
All in. All in. All in. We're all in with these young guys coming up. And we're all in with this draft. We're all in with knowing that you have to go.
I'm all in. I'm all in. Sometimes being all in means you narrow, and you narrow it down to where all we're talking about is right now in the next playoff season. We're all in. We're all in.
I feel like I should be playing a drinking game. Like every time Jerry Jones says all in, you take a shot. Hickey, you down for that? We play a press conference, and every time he says all in, you take a shot?
Yeah, I mean, look, if you want to have a good time on a Saturday, I mean, you just heard 15 there in the span of 30 seconds. Yeah, let's do it. Let's have ourselves a night.
You know what? Maybe that's not a good idea.
But just think, this was spread out of like 3 or 4 months. So, you know, you get some time to.
Yeah, a couple of months. I know my mind wandered elsewhere. Didn't Jerry Jones just have to. Didn't he have to kind of like cop out or admit to. Like having another kid or something, like a grown lady somewhere, right? Didn't that happen?
Is it still ongoing? And he was in court. I saw he was waving the other day.
That's his daughter, right? It's his daughter, right?
That's what the allegation is.
I think it's his daughter. He's been giving her money, right?
That's what they say.
I'm going to.
Double life.
If he's giving away money, you think I could be his kid?
Raise your hand. Look.
Raise my hand.
Jerry's my dad.
That black man over there is not my son. I Jerry Jones, I don't know. He's not. Yeah,
okay, I mean, case is missed.
No DNA test. None, right? No DNA test.
Well, I guess for your sake, hopefully not. Maybe just, settle. Settle, yeah. There you go. Just settle.
Yeah. Listen, no thanks.
No.
I don't want nothing from Jerry Jones. No thank you.
I'm going to have to give you a long lecture before he gives you the money, so that's probably not worth it.
Oh, my God. He's going to tell me about being all in and all that. No, thanks. Decline. I don't know the man. Never seen him in my life. I'll leave that to the young lady who says that is her daddy, if he is. Anyway, enough of a Jerry Jones and his nonsense. I do have to tell you, Hickey, I am so shocked at some of the nonsense that I saw yesterday. As we found out, the NBA is pretty much rejecting TNT. And they are going with Amazon. And we got a few more details about the entire package of the deal. It's not just Amazon. The NBA is sticking with ESPN, ESPN/Disney. And they're also going back to NBC. And so we found out some of the schedule. This is an 11-year deal. NBC is going to now broadcast the All-Star game, et cetera, if people actually want to watch it. I was just surprised at how many people. I saw Adam Silver trending online. Hickey, people were killing him. They were calling him greedy. And how could you? Adam Silver's destroying the NBA because there's no NBA on TNT. And I'm like, are these people idiots? And I came to the conclusion, the answer is yes. Because Adam Silver works for the owners. His job is to get them the most amount of money. His job is to grow the media rights. And when you're looking at an Amazon and a TNT or a Max, it's common damn sense Amazon is going to be in a different stratosphere than TNT is now and into the future. And then we made this point yesterday. If Charles Barkley is only going to be around for one more year, what does it matter? I was just surprised at some of the responses, Hickey.
I think you nailed it. I mean, it's just stupidity. I think it's sometimes even just like, oh, let me just, pile on without even doing much research or thought. You're right. Like, if Charles Barkley never said what he said, and he goes, I'm here for the next decade, and this show's going nowhere, and TNT matched it, and that, and, you know, them and Amazon are similar in the money. I know Amazon offers more products and more, you know, different services. Okay, maybe it's a thought of, you know what, let's keep the show around. But once Charles Barkley said he's done, it's not even a thought. There's not even really a discussion of TNT or Amazon or TNT and someone else. You go where the money is every time.
Yeah, it goes to my favorite quote from Mike Tomlin. We do not care. And Adam Silver wasn't the one who woke up and said, we don't need TNT. That was the people at Warner Brothers Discovery who said, we don't need basketball. And so now they don't have it. And if they are going to have it, they got to fight for it in the legal system. And so NBC, when the NFL ends, NBC is going to have a Sunday night basketball. I hope the stars show up. Peacock is going to broadcast Monday night basketball. Disney will still have its games with ABC, ESPN. Disney will also still have the NBA Finals on ABC. You also see the Christmas games on ESPN, Disney. And what else we got here? NBC will now broadcast. What is this? Oh, wow. Okay. If you're interested. Tuesdays, NBC gets two. Wow, look at this. NBC, forget Fox. NBC gets all of USA Basketball. No more Fox. Amazon gets the play-in tournament games. Congratulations, Amazon. And the Los Angeles Lakers. It's all a thing that they can win. And there we have it. NBC will replace TNT and no more All-Star Weekend. Amazon, of course, gets Black Friday basketball. The day after Thanksgiving, Amazon has games. Yeah, everybody just has to get over it, people. But one thing I'm thrilled about, Hickey, this will take me back to my youth. This will take me back to, I feel like, the golden era of NBA. It will take me back to the 90s, watching Michael Jordan just obliterate the entire NBA. I am looking forward to NBC bringing back Round ball rock. It has been 25 years. It will be 25, 26 years in between listening. And you know what? For the hell of it, Kiki, can we play the song? We can play the song, right? Yeah, I love this song. I love it. Yeah, this is my Sunday. You know, like Karl Malone is going to take on Michael Jordan and Reggie Miller versus the New York Knicks and Shaquille O'Neal and Penny Hardaway. I love this. Oh, man. I all I need is a 13-inch television set, a VCR, and a basketball hoop on the back of a door. This is the good stuff. You see, Hickey, everybody complaining about the NBA not being on TNT. There's a lot of people. I missed the NBA on NBC. We can't bring Bill Walton back because he's gone. That was classic, man. I loved the NBA on NBC. When that music came on, you knew you were in for a good basketball game. I could hear the chants of defense. I could hear the crowd. Marv Albert and Jordan. It's classic time, man. Classic.
I'm looking forward to experience it for the first time now. I can't wait.
It's going to be fun. Now we got to see who comes over. I mean, we got one more year of the NBA on TNT. Amazon has to hire Kevin Harlan, right? Has to. Or does he go to NBC? He has to go to one of them.
Well, Mike Tirico, right, is now the lead broadcaster at NBC. I don't know if right. Harlan has the ego where he wants to be number one. Uh-oh. He was not number one at TNT, so maybe not.
Amazon.
Amazon would be a home run hire.
Who's the number one voice on TNT? I don't know. Who is it?
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I lied. I think it is him. Right? He was doing the Western Conference Finals. I lied.
Kevin Harlan?
Yeah, right? Him. Because yeah. I was thinking of Iron Eagle, but Iron Eagle's number two. Brian Anderson. But I think it is Kevin Harlan.
I will tell you this. As long as nobody hires Reggie Miller, I'm good. If I never have to hear Reggie Miller's voice in my life, I'm good. I got no problem with Cheryl Miller, but Cheryl Miller spoke last weekend at the WNBA All-Star. I looked at Cheryl and I saw Reggie and I was just like, oh, look at, here's Reggie again. It just, it upset me.
You know what would be the worst case scenario?
What?
Because they're still going to have a lot of games.
What?
Reggie going to ESPN.
No, they're not hiring him. No.
I mean, ESPN needs somebody. They just lost two commentators.
No, they're not. What, Reddick and the coach?
And Doc Rivers.
Oh, no.
They can't. Who knows? Kendrick Perkins may get hired for a role next.
Well, nah, they got to fill another year. So Reggie got one more year at Turner. And probably.
And then what?
Nothing.
ESPN's going to hire somebody that's going to get hired away.
Let Reggie Miller jog, okay? That's what he does. I seen him out here in Atlanta. He jogs. And I'm like, bro, you not sick of running? I've had to watch you run around a basketball court forever. And here you are in retirement. What are you doing? Running? Stop. Sit down. I want Reggie Miller to sit down somewhere and get fat, okay? And don't talk.
Sit down and shut up.
And eat. No, eat.
Eat. And shut up. And eat.
And shut up.
And get fat, all right?
Yeah, and we don't need to hear you talk about basketball ever again. That too. Hey, look, I'm not against anybody making money but him. Nobody give him a job, please. Don't do it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of sitting down, Jerry Jones is sitting down, but he never shuts up. On the other side of the break, we're going to have a conversation with RJ Ochoa. Covers all things Cowboys, blogging the boys. RJ on the other side, the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We've had a busy day. We talked Dolphins and Chiefs and Bengals. And, of course, Cowboys. Jerry Jones spoke. I don't know what the hell he was talking about, but he talked. Something about paying his players a lot of money. We heard from Dak Prescott. Real open and honest. He's like, I want to stay here. I want to be here, but I may not be here past this season. The Dallas Cowboys, off-season moves and who left and who got paid, they're just, I don't know what the hell they are. I don't even know what Jerry Jones, he may not know, besides saying that they're all in. To talk about these Dallas Cowboys, what might happen over the next few weeks, the next several months, the next 8 months, is RJ Ochoa. This man covers all things Dallas Cowboys for blogging the boys on SB Nation. RJ, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. Definitely a good welcome back to normal football operations for the Dallas Cowboys.
Normal football operations for the Dallas Cowboys. Well, I guess my first question, we heard Jerry Jones is all in on what? Making everybody sweat this season? Is that what he was referring to?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Jerry obviously made sure to – it was really a play-to-hits kind of press conference. You know, for anyone who's unaware, there are two press conferences every year for the Cowboys that are a little bit more valuable than the others. And one is the one preceding the NFL draft, and the other is the one that opens training camp. And in today's, Jerry actually referenced the other, not by saying all in, but talking about the leaves falling, which was the line he had then. I mean, he was all over the place. It was really kind of difficult to discern exactly what he was saying. I've obviously, you know, covered and transcribed a lot of these things in my day. And this was among the more confusing in terms of what we were supposed to actually take away from it. And for context, in terms of how weird and off the wall it was, at one moment in time, the Cowboys head of PR had to remind the crowd or had to literally say, does anybody have any questions for Mike McCarthy? Again, this was literally taking place before the football practice. So it is a business and a show first oftentimes and a football team second.
RJ Ochoa is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show. Yeah, I saw Mike McCarthy sitting on the stage with his black shades on. Is this what we can expect for the rest of the season? We know Mike McCarthy is a lame duck coach. He's out here dangling in the wind for the rest of the season. What can we expect from Mike McCarthy? Is he going to let it loose? What's the deal here?
I will say, you know, I don't take offense to the lame duck thing, but I just don't agree with that because that isn't Mike McCarthy's style. He is a bit of a Frank Sinatra, you know, kind of go out my way type of person. I don't think that, you know, look, a year ago he got rid of Kellen Moore and believed that he could, you know, make things better and make an offense that had been really, really, really good throughout Kellen's tenure, you know, he thought he could make it better. And you know what? Nobody wants to talk about nationally. He was right. he was completely and totally right. And Kellen floundered in L.A. And all we want to say is, oh, well, everybody got hurt, right? And so we don't give Mike his props in that sense. You know, when the Cowboys season ended and obviously it was super embarrassing, he had a line that I thought was really impressive. He said that obviously they take responsibility, they being, you know, the current team, for what they've done over the last few years, but that they don't take responsibility for the entire drought that the organization is facing. And so in that sense, I mean, McCarthy is not your prototypical lame duck Dallas Cowboys head coach. He's not just going to, you know, sign up to go down with some sort of ship. I do, you know, he's the captain of the ship in Armageddon that's going to run into the meteor in the name of saving the earth type thing. And so I don't know what that ultimately yields. I don't know what that looks like. But I do know that he's the kind of guy who doesn't go down, you know, staring at strike three.
RJ Ochoa is here with us, covers the Dallas Cowboys for Blogging the Boys. Having said that, when you take a look at what the Dallas Cowboys have done and what they haven't over this past offseason, what is their biggest move? It can't be bringing back Zeke, can it?
It's among the contenders. I mean, if we are measuring the moves, I mean, you could argue that it was signing Eric Kendricks. That was kind of their big free agency, you know, acquisition. No offense to Eric. You could argue that it was hiring Mike Zimmer to be the new defensive coordinator, although they were forced to find somebody new, given that Dan Quinn obviously left for the Commanders. And so, I mean, that's the story. That's all anybody, you know, rightfully wants to talk about these days, is how they haven't gotten anything done. They talked today about how they still need more time. And I think that there is some confusion on that, you know, because the easy joke is, oh, well, you've had an entire offseason to do it. Why do you still need more time? And that's true. Don't get me wrong. But they've had longer than that. They've had over a year. They've had since last offseason to be able to take care of Dak, to be able to take care of CeeDee, and they haven't. And I understand that some people are kind of sick of this topic and just want to move on and just want to get to the football of it all. But, I mean, this is the story. You're talking about arguably the three best players on the team in Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and Micah Parsons, all in contractual stalemates with the team in varying, you know, sort of ways. And the Cowboys are really fortunate that CeeDee is the only one holding out. That Dak Prescott and Micah Parsons are playing ball with them, so to speak, because if they wanted to, they could make this a lot more complicated in their own right.
Well, RJ, we heard from Dak Prescott a few hours ago. He was very open and honest, not just about football, but about life and putting things into perspective. Do you think he's going to be the Dallas Cowboys quarterback into the future?
I do. I mean, I remain, you know, positive in that idea, although I certainly did not think that we would get to day one of training camp in Oxnard, you know, with this kind of still hanging over everybody's head. So in that sense, I mean, it's more likely that he isn't than I ever would have initially thought. And I'll say, too, I mean, if you listen to everything Dak said today, there was a little bit of attitude, which isn't a bad thing, right? Like, I think you kind of want your quarterback, your point guard to have a little bit of a cutting nature to him. But it did sound a little bit like somebody who was checked out. And I'm not trying to make any kind of mountain out of a molehill, but look, it's exhausting being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys in general, right? Like any offseason, it's exhausting, let alone one where everyone's talking about your contract, where everyone's talking about your team and how you had this disappointing playoff loss. I do think that it's probably good for them to get, you know, into camp and be able to turn off the outside noise. But if I had to bet right now, I mean, I'm quadrupling down that he's going to be the franchise quarterback beyond 2024. But again, we're well past where I thought we'd ever get.
Well, RJ, you think about the big three, as you just mentioned, whether it's Micah and CD and Dak, can they pay all three of these dudes and for all three of them to be happy?
They can. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not acting like this is easy and you can get this done in, you know, in an hour. This, you know, it maybe isn't quite as complicated as setting up your recruiting class in the new college football game, but it's up there. And I mean, the reality of the situation is it's not as complicated as they want everybody to believe that it is. And that's where I think the genesis of the frustration lies for the fan base, because you know, if you were, you know, jumping in front of a TV and, or excuse me, a camera and behind a microphone, you know, 20 years ago, and you're saying, well, the cap, I think, you know, most average Joes probably buy what you're saying. But today's average fan is so educated and has access to so much information and so many resources and listens to shows like yours that they know things, you know, that you can't get things past people. And so today, as one example, Steven said that to sign them would take up the three players you mentioned, obviously, would take up 75% of their salary cap. And I mean, again, I certainly don't have complete access to the Cowboys books, but that's a lie. That's just a complete and total fabrication. And again, anybody with access to overthecap.com can kind of realize that. And so they have the capability. They have the technology. They can do it. It's just a matter of deciding to do their jobs.
Yeah, I mean, damn, I go Dak. If I start doing math, I go 55 to 60. The other two dudes are probably clocking at about 70 per. That's a lot of money, RJ, for 12 and 5 seasons.
And that's totally true, don't get me wrong. But that's where not being proactive has burned them. Because I mentioned they could have done Dak at the beginning of last offseason. And, of course, if you trace things back, the first team to get a quarterback done with a long-term contract last year, so after the 2022 season, was the Eagles and Jalen Hurts coming off that MVP-caliber season, obviously, where they lost the Super Bowl. And they came in at $52 million per year. And, I mean, now, if I told you right now they get Dak at 52, you're thinking, that's a steal. Do it. And guess what? If you do a deal in a year and a half, it's going to look like a steal because that's the way the market works. And if they'd been proactive with CeeDee, they're probably getting him for somewhere around $25 million last year. But instead, they dragged their feet. They waited, and he turned in literally the most impressive statistical season that any player has ever had, or any receiver has ever had, in franchise history. And so, yeah, now you've got to pay more money. That's the reality. I don't care if you're buying a house, if you're buying a car, if you're trading Pokemon cards with your friend down the street. The reality of the situation is you have to live and abide by the laws of supply and demand.
Now, RJ Ochoa is here with us from Blogging the Boys. When it comes to the actual performance on the football field, we know the Washington is trying to go on its way up with the former defensive coordinator in Dan Quinn. The New York Giants are trying to figure out what Daniel Jones is. The Eagles are trying to steady the ship back to a Super Bowl. What can we expect from the Dallas Cowboys on the field? Another 10 to 12 wins and a Packers beatdown or a 49ers beatdown? What's going to be different, if anything?
I mean, it's strange because I obviously have been a bit negative in our conversation so far. But, you know, if you told me the over-under was 9.5, I'm easily taking that over. If you told me it was 10.5, I still probably am. I mean, that's kind of right, you know, past my point of comfortability. They are one of the better teams in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers had that quote, what was it, 8 to 12 teams can win the Super Bowl. The Cowboys are absolutely in that mix. And, again, where I think Mike McCarthy doesn't get proper credit just because it's easy to kind of dump on him, there is one team, a singular team in the NFL that has won more regular season games than them over the course of the last 3 years. And I obviously fully recognize that's the regular season and blah, blah, blah. But that team is the Kansas City Chiefs. The Cowboys have more regular season wins since 2021 than the Niners and the Bengals and the Bills and the Ravens and the Packers and the Eagles. I mean, and we're sitting here, we're counting them out. And again, this is, you know, a matter of you've got to do it. You've got to prove it to us. And I think right now the kind of, you know, hot comparison for the Cowboys is, I don't know how big of a golf fan you are, but Xander Schauffele, who just won the Open Championship forever. If you don't follow golf or your listeners or audience doesn't, Xander was the best guy, the best player in the world without a major win. He couldn't get it done. And now he won two of the last three. And even before he won the Open, people look at his resume. They say, well, this dude, you know, he's got all these top 10 finishes. I mean, this is one of the best golfers and has been in the world. And that is completely true. And you need the ring, obviously, to be able to kind of open some people's eyes. But the Cowboys have that. And because of who they are and because of the jokes and the memes and just the attention that comes with being them, they probably don't get the proper credit that they would if this was, say, the Jacksonville Jaguars. But they also obviously get a lot of benefits, you know, because of who they are. But I have a hard time imagining that you're doing your Christmas shopping without them playing meaningful football, although it all probably does end in some sort of heartbreaking loss to, you know, some team that we can't even see coming right now.
Oh, boy. Yeah, if I want to say the Dallas Cowboys are like anybody, maybe Rory McIlroy, maybe no.
I mean, that would, you know, involve having won something. You know what I mean? That's, I don't know.
30 years, but 30, the equivalent, right? No.
I mean, that is, if you're willing to play with the timelines like you just did, I think that is an apt comparison because he's been so close and he's been so painfully close.
And then you choke.
Yeah, I mean, he's had to watch all these dudes become, you know, he's like the entire Xander Schauffele career has happened in the Rory drought, right? The entire Jordan Spieth career or Scottie Scheffler career or pick who you know, Brooks Koepka. I mean, and Brooks has surpassed him at this point in time. And so it really is wild. A few weeks ago when the Euros were going on, Alexi Lawless said after England made it to the final that they were the Dallas Cowboys of this whole situation. And the easy joke was, hey, look, these guys are at least not only making finals, but they're making semifinals. And that's the reality of this whole situation is the easy joke is you can't win in the playoffs. And until you do, I mean, people can say it and you can be mad
the
about
Cowboys.
That. But Dak had a line last year that I loved. You know, people say that history is written by the winners, and he said that he had the pen, and they did. They absolutely had the pen, and they bottled it, right? Like, there's no way about it. And so it's frustrating to hear these questions and to hear these remarks in the, you know, final days of July. But guess what? This is the price you pay for not getting it done. And so you want to put an end to it all? Well, there's one thing you have to do. Thankfully, it is only the hardest thing in professional sports.
Yeah, go win that Lombardi. Hey, RJ, man, where can people follow you and all your work with Blogging with the Boys?
Obviously, bloggingtheboys.com is our website. We got stuff coming out all the time. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Threads, at RJ Ochoa. Those are nice central hubs for everything I do. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me tonight. I hope you have a great rest of your evening and a great weekend. And I hope that I have some sort of contract to write about this time next week. I'm going kind of crazy over here.
Well, listen, they got to get one of the three done, right?
Well, I thought that in March, and so here we are. It's almost August. I mean, you know, it feels like fall outside. That's how long it's been. So we'll see. I promise you, whatever they do or don't do, it will be entertaining because that's who they are.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Thank you, RJ. I know the Dallas Cowboys will certainly keep you busy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're busy over here, too. What we're going to do, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to summarize the conversation we just had. I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. It looks like we had some sports history that was made today, by the way. Thank you, Dylan Cease.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. What a show. Oh, man. And thank you so much again to RJ Ochoa from Blogging the Boys. He said, man, I hope that I can write about somebody's contract sooner than later. The Dallas Cowboys, it's like they know they need to pay everybody. They haven't paid anybody. Dak Prescott is like, yeah, one day, you know, I may not be a Cowboy. Damn, Jerry. I need to relax. Jerry Jones seems like the type of guy that would just torture everybody. Just for the hell of it. Like, he got no other aim, nothing else to think about. He just wants to torture everybody. What a guy. What a human being. Thank you so much to RJ Ochoa for joining us in the last break. Go ahead, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app if you want to hear the conversation. RJ covers all things Dallas Cowboys. You know what, Hickey? I think we had history made today with Dylan Cease throwing the no-hitter. Hickey, you ready to go back in time just a little bit?
I am. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's roll.
Back. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I hate to tell you, but today's This Day in Sports History, these things ain't all that great. They ain't all that good. First of all, today is July 25th. I don't know where the hell you've been, but it's July 25th all day long. And on this day in 1978, congratulations to Pete Rose. He set a National League record. 38 straight games with a hit. Good for him. Pete Rose is begging to get into the Hall of Fame. He's been doing that every day for a long time. Sorry, nothing positive there, I guess. Anyway, let's go back a little closer. July 25th, 2021. I hope this don't happen on Sunday. Team USA lost a basketball game. They lost to France in the Olympic opener out in Tokyo, Japan. 83-76. Let's relive something that I hope doesn't happen.
Pressure picking up a little bit.
Batum for three.
He gets it.
Right there.
Fournier for three. Falling away.
Really traveled.
hustling rebound over to Fournier, and he hits.
Holiday for three, and it will not go, and the 25-game win streak in the United States of America is over.
Getting cooked by Evan Fournier. Sounds even worse now in 2024. The United States of America, they open up their Olympic quest for gold Sunday against Serbia. Nikola Jokic, I know this man is like, I can't wait. He's probably thinking about Anthony Davis right now, ready to cook him. Let's see what they do against Team USA. Hey, opening ceremonies are tomorrow. It should be a lot of fun. Oh, this show has been a lot of fun. Thank you to RJ Ochoa for coming through. Leroy Horde came through, former running back in the NFL. Also, Ryan Wood came through to talk about the Green Bay Packers. And we just had a fun show. A lot of people showed up to work in the NFL. Some people didn't. And we'll see if Jordan Love gets a contract and what have you. We've had a busy, busy day. Hickey, did I miss anything? I didn't miss nothing, did I?
No. There's a lot to talk about. You hit it all.
Yeah. And today's my last day of the week. You're going to hold down the show tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I think I mentioned this on Saturday. I'm going to be in a celebrity softball game with Bernie Williams of the New York Yankees. I played in it last year. I'm proud to say I got a hit. Thank you so much for the invite. Hickey, they won't put me on the mound. They're not that dumb.
Hey, but look, you got a bat.
Yeah.
Cleanup guy?
No, not cleanup. You know, just
come off. Who'd you get the hit off of?
I don't remember. Oh. I wish it was Mariano, but he don't throw. He hits, okay?
Oh, that's plot
and
twist.
And he is great. He is a great hitter, Hickey. Last year I was in the outfield and he was up at the plate and I was like, yo, what are the odds Mariano Rivera hits this ball of me? And then I catch it. I would have passed out and been like, my life is over. I don't need to do anything else.
Oh, I thought you were about to say, and then it happened.
No, it didn't.
If it does on Saturday, are you keeping the ball?
If I catch the ball at, what do you call it? A put out on Mariano? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah, I may steal the ball. I might. Mariano hit this and I caught it. Now I'm the best. It's over for everybody.
One out, like they need the ball back, just put it in your pocket.
Yeah,
so it's mine now.
Y'all got enough baseballs here, so. Yeah, I'll be up in Ridgefield, Connecticut, playing in that game. Looking forward to it. So you'll hold it down tomorrow, which I very much appreciate. And speaking of appreciating, I want to say a very big thank you to someone who's been working with me this summer for an internship with JR Sport Brief. My main man Brandon from Morgan State University. He's been hanging out here. Hickey, you've heard him back in a little bit. We've been mentioning him. Hey, Brandon, thank you so much for hanging out this summer, man.
Thank you, JR. Thank you for having me. I've definitely appreciated the experience.
You learned something from me. You did?
Yeah, definitely learned a lot. Okay. Learned how to interact with the viewers and whatnot and just preparation.
Oh, you've done a good job. So fill the people in. You're doing what at Morgan State University?
I'm a multimedia journalism student at Morgan. I'm entering my junior year. I'm a broadcast anchor for the Morgan Show, the school sports show. So radio's been a good experience for me this summer.
Well, listen, you've done an excellent and amazing job. Hickey, we're going to ask him for a job real soon. You ready for that?
Oh, I hope. Listen, I hope we're in his good graces. You're absolutely right about that. He's going to be our boss.
Yeah, he will. We'll be working for him any minute. You got a question for Hickey? You got anything you want to ask him while you're here?
Nah, this has been good learning from you too, Hickey, just seeing how you and JR interact. It's great. I'll keep y'all in my graces if I need to hire anyone.
Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. We're too schmuck. We got schmucked on our own show. How about that?
Hey, the good news is, JR, it sounds like we made a good first impression, so at least we're doing something right, you know?
Yeah, I tried.
We didn't lose ourselves any jobs.
Yeah. No jobs lost. No HR violate. I'm not going to end up in a newspaper again, am I?
No.
Okay. All right, good. You want to give a shout-out to anybody before I turn your microphone off?
Shout-out to Morgan State, the real MSU. I was talking to Draymond in May. He tried to play, but they know what's up with the national treasure.
Draymond Green?
Yes, Draymond
the
Green.
The real MSU?
Yes, Morgan State, not Michigan State or Mississippi State or any of that.
Okay. Those are your last words here for now, right?
That's it. Packers winning the bowl.
Okay, the Packers are winning the Super Bowl. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Brandon. We appreciate that. Hickey, yeah, you heard that. He's going to give us a job. You heard it, right?
Oh, I did, and that is binding. So I have already saved the audio, and anytime we're in trouble here and need a job, we'll just pull that out of the old archives.
Yeah, he'll have a job for us in no time. Yeah, thank you. Brandon, he did an excellent job. I got no qualms. So everything is all good by me. And Hickey, tomorrow, what are you doing? You gonna be contracts and stuff? Like, is that somebody has to sign a deal by tomorrow, right?
It's, I mean, I would bet Jordan Love will. It feels like it's trending that way. You heard Ryan Wood say kind of tomorrow's like an unofficial deadline with like the first, we'll say, real practice. So that feels like it's close. I mean, yeah, anything with the Cowboys, there's nothing in terms of a deal getting done. There will be something in terms of something said for sure. But in terms of paper being signed, no.
Can we hear that Jerry Jones mashup real fast where he says he's all in?
We'll be all in. I would anticipate we'll be all in at the end of this year. We'll be going all in. We'll be going all in on different people than you've done in the past.
All in. All in. All in. We're all in with these young guys coming up, and we're all in with this draft. We're all in with knowing that you have to go.
I'm all in. I'm all in. Sometimes being all in means you narrow, and you narrow it down to where all we're talking about is right now in the next playoff season. We're all in. We're all in.
Yeah, Jerry Jones is all in to another disappointing season. Likely. There's no guarantees. Anyway, listen, I'm out. That's what the hell I am, okay? Hickey's going to hold it down tomorrow. Hickey, where can they find you online?
Ryan_Hickey and the number 3 on social media.
You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief as I make my way up to playing a game against Bertie Williams, Mariano Rivera. The JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. I'll be back Monday. You better tune in tomorrow and check in on Hickey because I said so. Now, listen to Bart Winkler. Hey, thank you so much, Brandon from Morgan State University. You work with JR Sport Brief. You're the best.